Welcome back to our student story. Can you remember, Archie, can you remember what was the big question we're thinking about?
Who will you follow?
Who will you follow? That is our big question. And in our first part, verses 12 to 17, we heard God say, well, Jesus say, Jesus is God, stop walking that way. It ends up bad and sad. Well, here's our second part. He says, follow me instead, because he promises life and light. Do grab your Bibles again, and verse 18, it kind of gets us on the move, because Jesus is walking. He's walking by Lake Galilee, and it says he saw two brothers, Simon, called Peter, and Simon's brother, called Andrew. Sorry, I lost my place on the page there for a moment. Now, if you were a teacher back then, if you were a leading teacher back then, the standard thing was to go around to all of the best schools and all of the best universities and pick only the best people to follow you. So, Abner, you're on the team. Got to be the best. Heather? Yep. Yeah, Archie, you'd pick the very best people. So when Jesus wandered down to the beach and asked this kid called Peter to follow him, well, you can imagine it was a bit of a shock. It would be like picking me. Sure, Peter would have learnt the Old Testament as a kid. That's what every Jewish boy did. But to grow up as a fisherman was a pretty big clue that he wasn't cut out to be a teacher, let alone be on God's first team. Kids, I'm going to need your help in a second, but stick with me for a moment, because I wonder if you know what it feels like to really, really want something, but never to be picked to do it. Kids, do you know what that feels like? Grown-ups, do you know what that feels like? I know what that feels like. Maybe it's the school football team. Maybe it's your classmate's birthday that you really wanted to go to. Grown-ups, it might be the job you dreamed of doing, that the Love Island call that mysteriously never came, or the office in crowd that just kind of passed you by. Peter was in that boat too, until this revolutionary Jesus turned up and gave us all a second chance. I read what happened to you again. Simon, Peter and Andrew were fishermen and were throwing a net, poor girl, into the lake. Jesus said, come follow me and I will make you fishers of people. It's the invitation he gives the two brothers later on, James and John, in verse 21. Come and follow me. Now, here's where I need some volunteers. Archie, you're coming number one. I've got one, two, three, four, five, six. Six. Who else wants to help me come fishing? Alice, you can help me come fishing. Yep, come and help me come fishing. Three more people can help me come fishing. Yes, Alex, come on up. Jemmy, come up. Wolfpack, send me one volunteer. Yes. Come on, come on, help me come fishing. Right. Now, it's slightly difficult with you, because I wasn't able to get to Galilee in time, so I just went in the canal, and I found some things, and I wonder if you can help me fish. Okay, who wants to go first? Of course you do, mate. That's right, Archie. I want you to pick one fishing line.
Which one do you
want to choose? That one, okay.
Hold it.
Go fishing, what
have
you found?
Oh,
yes! Oh, it took the ages to catch up. Right, that's not ideal. Who wants to go next? Jemmy, go for it. What are you looking for? That one, okay. Well, what do you find? What do you find? Keep going, mate. Pull it. Yep, what have we got? Classic Barmy done. It's always throwing their trout in there. Trolley's in the river. Now, right, who's going next? Nate, that's for Alex. Do you need to put one? Don't worry, there's one for everyone. Alex, which one do you want to go? There's brown, white, brown, white. Your choice. That one, okay? Give it a thought. What have you found? Come on, fisherman. What have you found? Show all the grown-ups for me. Oh my goodness, we're not very good at fishing. We've got a shark, a shopping trolley, and a submarine. Okay, can I get next? Which one are you going to go for? That one, okay, let's have a look. Let's see if you're any better at fishing. Keep going. Let's move my feet. Oh my goodness. Oh, you've just got some rubbish. Hold on, that looks like my wife's empty hot chocolate. What have I been in the canal? It's rubbish. Okay. Can we go next? Okay, what have you caught? What is it? Oh my goodness, she's actually caught a fish! She's caught a fish! Let's do our next one then. Hold on, final one. Keep going. Final fisherman. Oh,
that's going to get stuck there.
Right, hold on. Keep going.
No.
A whale? Oh my god. Well, Mark, you're a fisherman. How do you think they've done? We've got a shopping trolley, a shark, a load of rubbish, a whale, and it's a submarine.
Mine is a shark.
Two out of ten. It's not ideal, is it? Tell you what, you've tried really hard, but can I give you a new job instead? What I need you to do is go and grab a person and bring him to the front. Any person, go get them. Get a person, bring him to the front. Archie, you throw that shark down, you go get a person. Go get someone, bring him to the front. Anyone you like. You've got to keep hold of them. Brilliant. Jenny, who have you got? You got me. Archie. Yeah, get him. Yeah, come with me.
Where's your shark? Oh, sorry. Where's your shark? Hasn't it? Hasn't it? Oh, I have time to be back in a second. Shark's there. You're getting it in a minute. You weren't very good at fishing. I mean, hold his tail. But you're pretty good at finding people. In fact, that's what Jesus told his friends. He said, stop fishing for rubbish in the sea. Start fishing
for the brilliant things on the land and bring them onto my team. Catching members of the congregation and bringing them onto Jesus' boat. So, feel free to take your things back with you. Take your grown-ups back with you. Go and have your friends. You can sit down here. Mums and dads, should we give them a round of applause for their fishing? You said that with you. Ow! Ow! Guess it happened. Jesus turns his team around. Before we come into land, would you notice something really important with me? Jesus' first words are, follow me. Do you know, that's the invitation he gives to each of us. Jesus didn't just say back then, but Jesus says, follow me. It might seem obvious, but just look at what Jesus doesn't say. Grown-ups, Jesus doesn't say, obey these rules. Jesus doesn't say these words. Jesus doesn't even say, join this religion. There are no exams to pass, no initiation to complete, no admission fee to pay. Jesus simply says, follow me. As we gather here today, we are a group of people trying to follow Jesus. That's the thing that unites us. And the four guys gave back here, the Bible says they gave up everything. There wasn't even a VAR check. But they immediately gave up everything to follow him. That was a big step. It's a pretty big ask for us as well, isn't it? Now, Jesus says, follow him. And yet, as we do, we remember that Jesus is only asking us to do what he has already done for us. At no stage did he hold back, but he gave up his life. So more than anyone, we can trust him to look after us. My friends, as we come into land, it's not enough to just hear Jesus call. It's not enough to know that he practices what he preaches, but the heart of his message is a call to respond. And so Jesus asks you, have you done that yet? Jesus says, follow him. And when he gets to work, he shapes us, he changes us, he fits us to be part of the most exciting team the world has ever known. From fishing in one direction, Jesus turns us round and he sends us out to bring others to know him too. Whoever or whatever you're following today, Jesus says, stop walking that way, follow me instead. Will you join me in praying for his help with that? You see, our true story from the Bible, well, it's about one big question, really. It's a big question that each of us have to answer. Who will you follow? If you were listening to the Bible reading, maybe you picked up the question yourself. We're going to spend 10 minutes together looking at these words in two different parts. Part one, which is verses 12 to 17, is basically where Jesus says, stop walking that way, because it ends up bad and sad. And then after a little break, we're going to look at verses 18 to 23, where Jesus says, follow me instead. And he promises life and light. That's where we're going to go. But the most important thing we need is God to help us. So, should we pray together, boys and girls, mums and dads, other grown-ups? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your true story. Thank you that we've been able to hear it. And we pray that you would help us to think about it now. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, our true story, it started with a bit of a journey, didn't it? Did you hear Jemmy as he read it? Jesus' cousin, the guy who's just baptized him, had been thrown into prison. Now, it tells us later in the Bible that, he was thrown into prison because people wanted to stop him sharing God's good news. It was a bit too awkward for them. But while they tried to shut him up, Jesus said it's like the starting gun at the beginning of the race. It's his time to begin. Grown-ups, you might see it in verse 12. Jesus heard that John had been put in prison, so he went back to Galilee. And Matthew tells us, he gives us lots of little details of the places that Jesus went to. Can I tell you something interesting about the places Jesus went to? James nodded at me. I took that as a nod. That'll do. These places, Capernaum, Zebulun, Naphtali, they were not special places. They didn't have any good football teams. The schools weren't great. In fact, they were just dusty little towns most people had never, ever heard of. Kind of backward places like Hatfield Woodhouse. But right at the start of his ministry, Jesus goes to places like, here. He chooses to take God's message of rescue to men and women, boys and girls, just like you. There's another reason too. You see, while most people in history had never heard of these places, God absolutely had. In fact, he'd written it down years and years before through another messenger called Isaiah. Here's verse 14. In fact, it says that Jesus did these things to fulfill, to make true, what Isaiah the prophet had said would happen. It wasn't a place that was fancy, but it was a place full of people, all heading in the wrong direction. Have a look at this. If you can see on the screen, well, this is Honokau Harbour in Hawaii. If you're from Hawaii, let me apologise immediately for my pronunciation. This is one of the harbour in Hawaii, and well, you can see lots of lovely boats floating on the water. And that's kind of what boats do, isn't it? They float. But you know what doesn't float? Well, two sisters found out recently, when they followed what their sat-nav told them, and they drove straight off the edge into the water. They followed what their sat-nav told them to do. Here's the car a bit later on. You see it at the top of the screen? It left them desperately needing to be rescued. Do you know? That is a true story. Do you know it's a true story of what the Bible says each of us are like? The people Jesus went to are people the Bible describes as a people who live in darkness, who live, well, under the shadow of death, is how God puts it. Now, God says it's like, well, each of us, boys and girls and grown-ups, each of us have turned off the lights. We've turned away, we are walking away from God. Like the ladies in the car, we're blindly following someone else, and the end is bad and sad. Boys and girls, grown-ups too, do you know that Jesus cares about you too much to let you do that? Despite how determined we are to walk in the wrong way, Jesus loves you too much to let you walk away without a word, and so he speaks. Verse 17, he speaks to everyone back there, and he speaks to everyone in here. He speaks to every one of us in this room today, and he says, stop walking away. Yeah, in fact, Matthew records it for us. From that time on, Jesus began to preach, change your hearts and lives, because the kingdom of heaven is coming soon. If the kingdom of heaven is coming, and if it was drawing near back then, well, it is 2,000 years closer today. And my friends, if the kingdom of heaven is coming, each of us need to get ready. And each of us have a choice. Jesus pleads to those who don't yet know him, stop walking that way, because it only ends up bad and sad. We're going to listen to the second part of what he says in a minute, but we're going to pause there and give ourselves a chance to reflect on it. We're going to sing a song called We All Like Sheep. It's taken from some more words from Isaiah, God's special messenger. We're going to sing it together.